This news update's being brought to you by Mauer Electric, a bad axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric, a bad axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Shane Tuck was arraigned on Monday, December 15th on charges of criminal sexual conduct, third and fourth degrees. A pretrial hearing has been scheduled for January 26th at 10 a.m. Tuck's bond remains at $3,500, continuing under the terms originally established by the court. And the Tuscola County Election Commission convened regarding the proposed petitions to recall some of the Carroll Council members. The commission determined the proposed recall petitions for trustees Jill White, Heidi Parker, and Doreen Hetty were not sufficiently clear and/or factual. That decision stopped the proposed recall process, explained Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. Fetting, probate judge Nancy Thane, and treasurer Ashley Bennett are the county's election commission. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented on the petition is clear and of a factual basis. Fetting noted there was also a proposed recall filed against council trustee Charlotte Tisch, but because she is currently serving her last year of a four-year term, she is not subject to a recall. The petitions were filed by city resident Shane Pelega. And Michigan's program to repair or remove unsafe dams has exhausted its funding, reviving concerns about the state's aging infrastructure nearly 5 years after the Midland Dam failures. The $50 million fund created in 2021 following the Edenville and Sanford Dam collapses financed 57 projects statewide, but fell far short of the estimated $500 million needed to address all high-risk structures. State officials warn hundreds of Michigan's roughly 2,600 dams are past their intended lifespan, and more than 160 are considered high hazard, meaning a failure could cause a loss of life. With no new funding approved and weak laws offering little incentive for private dam owners to invest in maintenance, experts fear a return to pre-Midland conditions. Meanwhile, a proposed sale of 13 Consumers Energy hydropower dams to a private equity firm has sparked bipartisan calls for closer financial scrutiny, reflecting ongoing ease about Michigan's oversight on privately owned dams. Regulators have responded to safety risk by ordering drawdowns at unstable sites, moves often unopposed by residents who value the impoundments as local landmarks. Officials say sustained investment and stronger regulations are essential to prevent future disasters. And we'll return right after this.
Everyone at Mauer Electric of Bad Axe would like to beam a holiday wish your way with a sincere wish for the brightest season ever. And long after the candles and tinsel are gone, you'll still find a warm, bright greeting waiting whenever you visit the people who serve all your electrical needs. Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
This is Nikki Melnick. All of us at Mauer Electric of Bad Axe wish for you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We thank you for your business this past year and look forward to serving your electrical needs in the new year ahead.
And we're back with your national and international news. National security analysts in the U.S. are tracking a recent cluster of violent incidences authorities describe as inspired by Islamic State group, prompting renewed debate over how online propaganda and loose networks can motivate attackers without direct operational control. Counterterrorism experts say these cases complicate prevention because suspects may leave fewer traditional intelligence indicators while still adopting the group's ideology and targeting audience. Nigerian and international commentators are warning that inflammatory foreign rhetoric about the country's international security challenges could invite external military involvement and overshadow local efforts to address governance and economic issues. Analysts argue that treating Nigeria primarily as a security battleground risk deepening tensions and complicating regional stability initiatives led by African institutions. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
Everyone at Mauer Electric of Bad Axe would like to beam a holiday wish your way with a sincere wish for the brightest season ever. And long after the candles and tinsel are gone, you'll still find a warm, bright greeting waiting whenever you visit the people who serve all your electrical needs. Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
This is Nikki Melnick. All of us at Mauer Electric of Bad Axe wish for you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We thank you for your business this past year and look forward to serving your electrical needs in the new year ahead.
And that's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Thanking you for joining me and wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season.